Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It was good. You know, I got to spend some time with the fam and get to hang around Sterling. So it was a good off week.
Once football kind of transitions for you, like it's football season, you're 100% locked in and dialed in. But obviously it's the bye week and it's the holiday. How do you kind of turn the football side of your brain off to kind of enjoy 3 or 4 days off to spend time with family?
Yeah, it's hard, definitely. I think the best thing about having it on that Thanksgiving week is there's a lot of games and stuff going on, football, basketball, stuff like that. And so for me, it was just getting away, watching those games, watching the Thanksgiving games, obviously, and just kind of being with the fam. I mean, you miss some time when you're in season with the baby growing up. So getting to spend a full week with her was awesome.
Are you a real cranberry sauce guy or a fake cranberry sauce?
I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy at all. So that might be headlining news there, but you know me, man. Usually ketchup and nothing else. So I don't throw it on all my Thanksgiving food, but I throw it on a little bit of stuff.
How many plates did you have on Thanksgiving?
I kept it to like 1 3/4. So I went one early. And then I obviously you gotta get the seconds. But I try to keep the seconds to a minimal. So I wasn't coming back to 240 or whatever it would be coming back to Kansas City. So I made sure to keep it at a minimal on the second plate.
I'm just going to tell you that my move is kind of plate nap. Like, that's kind of like you and Travis Kelce, a great 1-2 punch, plate nap, and then another plate. And then I go home after that. That's kind of my Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah, no, you have to, I didn't take the nap, but I was definitely on the couch just laying there, playing with Sterling and watching a little bit of football. And then obviously when it comes to that night game time, you have to go in and get one more play just to make sure that you got everything on the whole meal.
Right now we're talking to quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Speaking of food, what do you make of the local success of Whataburger? It had its most successful 24-hour opening in Lee's Summit. There's another location that opened up today in Independence. It seemed like Kansas City really loves themselves some Whataburger.
Yeah, no, I think they definitely wanted to get out there and try it out. I mean, there was so much hype coming into it, and I'm excited for it, man. I mean, I'm glad to have it. I've made my way over there very secretively and gotten a few things here and there, especially on that bye week. But it's definitely something that I'm glad it's in Kansas City, and Kansas City embraced it just like we do down in Texas.
I do want to ask you this. So this year I had my 15-year high school reunion. So we didn't have one for 10. We had one for 15, and the most popular question I was asked is, what is it like to talk to you? So I'm curious, whenever you're around your friends, do they ask you, what is it like to talk to me?
No, we don't talk about all the special celebrities. They keep it just to football guys like Travis Kelce. They don't ever get around to talking about our conversations. So you're on a list a little bit higher than all those other guys.
I was just telling people that you and I are great BFFs and that we hang out all the time, and everybody was super impressed.
Oh yeah, you have to, man. I don't know when my high school reunion would be, but they've got a couple more years till it. I'm excited to go back. I still talk to a lot of those people, so it'll be a lot of fun.
I can't think of anything as cool as being tweeted by LeBron James. What was it like when you saw yesterday that he actually tweeted you back?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've talked to him a couple times now, and kind of built a little bit of a friendship there. I mean, obviously I have a ton of respect for the guy, but It was just kind of a spur of the moment tweet. I was just sitting there playing with Sterling, and I was like, man, this is cool being able to see a little you just kind of growing up. And so I kind of tweeted that out, and then he obviously feels the same. I mean, he has a a couple sons and a daughter that are all great athletes and great people. So I know it's just a cool moment to be a dad and be able to see a little you growing up.
I just like how you casually say that you talked to LeBron James a couple of times. Like, you know that that's not normal, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I watched him growing up. So, I mean, he was someone that I watched growing up my whole entire life, pretty much, and him dominating, and he's still dominating the league. And so it definitely was a surreal moment to talk to him the first time that you meet him and know he's just kind of, he's a real dude. I mean, just like everyone else. And I mean, just kind of building that relationship, got some advice from him. He's a great guy.
Do you and Brittany talk about what sports Sterling is going to play? Because I know my daughter's mom and I, we don't want my daughter to play any outside sports. Like, we want her to play like basketball and volleyball because it's indoors, so we never have to deal with the elements. Is that a conversation that you and Brittany have?
We do a little bit. I mean, obviously she's going to play soccer. I mean, just with Brittany and our love for soccer, I'm sure she'll be out there kicking it around a little bit. But I say that I want her to play golf. And so I told Brittany she better learn how to play golf, because me and Sterling are going out there ever since whenever she's able to swing a club, I'm going to take her out to the golf course. We're going to figure it out. And she'll probably be better than me by like age 15.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes on the show. I was going to tell you this, that now you are officially a resident of Kansas City. Like, you've done a lot of stuff for the city, and we'll talk about the 15 of the Mahomes and the gala and everything, but you were at a disappointing playoff loss in Kansas City. That makes you a true Kansas City citizen at this point.
Yeah, man, that one hurt. I mean, I have so much respect for those guys over at Sporting. They train their butt off, man. They have those long seasons. They come down to single elimination games. I mean, they played well. They had a great season overall, and I'm proud of those guys. I mean, definitely not the way they wanted it to end, but something they can build on going into the future.
What's like the greater high or the greater low? Is it the pain after the loss or the excitement after a big win?
They go hand in hand, man. I mean, it's just from going to the Super Bowl and winning it, and feeling that feeling of just pure excitement of all that hard work you put in every single day, paying off. And then going there and losing it, I mean, it definitely, you can't comprehend both of those. I mean, they're both just feelings that you'll never get again. One's great, one's horrible, but it makes that greater one a little bit sweeter, hopefully, when you get it the next time.
Speaking of the city and doing things, you guys had a really cool 15 in the Mahomes Gala. I know you're really prideful of your team success, your own personal success, and everything that you're doing. You also have a great sense of pride of your place in the community and also making Kansas City a better place.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. To see the support that Kansas City has given me to kind of have this platform and be able to give back to them, it makes me proud every single day. And having those galas, seeing those smiles and those kids' faces and driving past the MLK Park every single day, I mean, it makes me proud, and it's something that I'm truly, truly grateful for.
What are your goals with the 15 of the Mahomes? Because we've seen LeBron built the I Promise School, Indianapolis. Peyton Manning has a children's hospital. Like, this is your home now. You're going to be here for the rest of your life. What more do you want to accomplish with 15 of the Mahomes?
I mean, there's so much more. I mean, the fact that we've been able to do the things that we've done so far, it just kind of gives you that hunger to keep doing more. And I think with this community, I mean, there's really no limitations on what we can do. And I'm going to keep giving back. I'm going to keep doing what I can, and hopefully I have something like I Promise School or the Children's Hospital with Peyton Manning. I mean, I want to do as much as I possibly can to help this community.
I have two football questions to ask you. I know it's the bye week, so it's sort of that transition kind of from, you know, your life to more what's happening on the field. I was thinking this yesterday as I'm watching the NFL. Do you think that people like myself and fans overreacted to the first 2 months of the season? Because now, looking at where you guys sit in the AFC, looking at how up and down the NFL has been, sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're cold, sometimes you're up and you're down, but you really got to play it out for a full 17 weeks. Do you feel like maybe there was an overreaction to you guys' start of the season?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think the biggest thing is the season is a very long thing. I mean, people try to kind of group it together and say every week's such an important week. I mean, every week is important, but it's over a long amount of time. And so I think it wasn't overreaction because we usually start off hot. We usually win a lot of games early. But if you look at every season that we've had, there's always been a little bit of spell where we weren't playing our best football and we've had to figure out ways to get better. And I think that just happened a lot earlier this season, and it's made us better in this long run. And hopefully we can keep that momentum going because we have a tough couple games coming up and try to keep that momentum going into the playoffs.
I think this is going to be like a no S Sherlock moment just for me telling you this, but man, the NFL is hard. Winning consistently at a really high level the way that you guys have done is hard. And the way you watch teams that got off to a really hot start, but then injury happens and they've kind of fallen back, or just things that happen over the course of the season. It's just hard to consistently play at a 800% winning clip the way that you guys have for the last 2.5-3 years.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it takes a lot. There's a lot of factors in winning this league. But I mean, if you go into every single day and try to make yourself better and continue throughout the process, no matter win or lose, you can settle on the fact that you go out there and give everything you have. And I think that's what we have on this team. There's a lot of guys that just continue to work, continue to get better and better, and go into each and every week knowing that we're going to give everything we have. And hopefully that ends up with wins, and we can try to be where we want to be at the end of the season.
I know you guys take it one game, one week at a time, but is it difficult to not look at? You guys have an 11-day stretch of the other three teams in the division and where you could possibly be sitting at the end of that stretch if you guys play the football that you're capable of.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we understand it. I mean, division games, this is what we talk about. The first thing we walked in the building is trying to win the AFC West. So we understand how important these games are going to be. But it's like you said, it takes one day at a time. I mean, everyone in our division has a chance at it. So, I mean, everybody's going to give us the best shot. And we got to go in there with our best games every single week if we want to try to win each of these games, one game at a time.
Last question here, talking to Patrick Mahomes. Yesterday, I feel like the biggest story in sports had nothing to do with the NFL, and it was Lincoln Riley making the transition from Oklahoma to USC. What's your reaction to that big, big story?
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. I mean, he's had so much success at Oklahoma. He beat up on me a couple times there. You were very surprised. But I mean, I'm sure he's doing what's best for him and his family. He has a few disappointed Kansas City Chiefs, I know, over here from Oklahoma. So, but I mean, I'm sure they'll get a coach in there and still be Oklahoma. So hopefully it gives us a little green light. Texas Tech can kind of have a little run at this thing here.
That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances are brought to you by Google Fiber. Patrick, always good catching up with you, man. Glad you had a great Thanksgiving, and take care, man.
Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.